Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to Turn the Page. I'm Rose Marie, a children's librarian here at Syosset Library. I have here today five children who participated in our book review discussion group. During our meetings, the children chose their own book, and then we spent time learning how to give a book talk, which is much different than a book report. Essentially, a book talk highlights the story's conflict or issue. It should be short, with the goal of grabbing the attention of the listener. You don't want to give all the details about the story or name all the characters. You basically want to hook the person and leave them wondering how the story will end. So let me introduce to you our first speaker, Zachary.
Have you ever had a family member that you looked up to die? Hi, my name is Zachary, and I read the book The Stars Beneath Our Feet. In the book, the main character, Lolly, just lost his brother to a shooting. This leaves him uneasy because he really looks up to his brother. The only thing that helps him is building with his Legos. This kid has piles upon piles of Legos, and his mom's girlfriend just keeps bringing him more. As his creation expands, it gets harder to find a place to put his Legos. I would rate this book 5 stars, even though it's not a page-turner.
So what did you mean by it not being a page-turner?
At the end of the chapters, he doesn't really say something that leads you to believe something else is going to happen. He more of just ends it with, like, what he learned and how it changed him, but not like Humphrey, more like his own thoughts, not really a quote.
So he's leaving you thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say you learned from the book?
I learned that ideas are monuments, is quoted from Wonder, and saying that it's that what we say doesn't matter, is more of what we do.
A lot like actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Thank you, Zach. Sounds like a great book.
Hi, my name is Gloria. I'm in 4th grade. I read this book called Say Cheese Medusa by Kate McMullen. I rate this book 5 stars. This book is about a moon goddess named Medusa. Athena turned her and her sisters into ugly gorgons. Athena also gave Medusa a curse so that whoever looks at her will be turned to stone. Afterwards, there is this really greedy king that announced that he would be very happy if someone beheaded her so he could use it as a weapon. Perseus, son of Zeus and Danae, said he would do that just to keep the greedy king from marrying his mother, because they made a promise if he cut off her head, the king would not marry his mother. But just when he was so close to cutting Medusa's head off, he looked at her and got turned to stone. But in the end, Perseus got changed back to a human, and Athena changed Medusa and her sisters back to their normal selves.
That was great, Gloria. Can you tell me if you read other books in that series?
Yes.
What were some of their titles?
Get Hot Hates, Phone Home Persephone, Nice Shot Cupid, Keep the Lid on Pandora.
And was any of them your favorite?
Keep a Lid on Pandora was one of my favorites.
Was one of your favorites? They sound all very interesting, and I'm sure there's somebody out there who's ready to read your book. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Safi Mara. I'm in 5th grade, and the book I'm broadcasting about is a book I read called Tito the Bone Crusher by Miss Alyssa Thompson. I rate this book a 5-star book for its comedy, movie acting and wrestling, feeling, and its lesson to never give up. In this book, 5th grade Spaghetti-O Oliver Jones is new to Florida and has moved from Virginia. He has a problem. His dad is going to jail for no good reason. Looks like no Tito movies. And he's going to have to live with his mom and stepdad. But when he meets his hero, Tito, and he tries helping him, something something is in the way, and Oliver and his friend Brian try doing a commercial on their own. Will they get Dad out of jail? Will Oliver live with his stepdad in Florida? Find out in Tito the Broom Crusher.
Sounds like a very exciting book, Saif. I just have one question for you. What do you think the mood of the story was?
It changes throughout the story, such as when Oliver gets upset that his dad is going in jail, when Tito gets frustrated for when something is in the way, and when Oliver and Brian try to do something that could work.
Okay, so it was different kinds of emotions, right?
Yeah.
Happy, frustrating, and then they were a little upset at some point?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great book. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Malik, and I am in third grade. I read Mallory vs. Max by Lori Friedman. I like this book because it's about a girl and her brother and how they got along with two pets. If I had to rate this book from 1 to 5, I would rate it 4 stars. My book is about Mallory and her brother named Max. They have a pet cat named Cheeseburger, but her brother Max wants a dog, so the parents got him a dog. But after that happened, some things didn't end up as they think it will. I really recommend this book, Mallory vs. Max.
That sounds like a great story, Malik. I have just one question for you. How did Mallory and Max feel about having a dog?
Max felt really happy, but Mallory's mood changed. In the beginning of the book, she wasn't so happy that she got a dog. Throughout the middle of the book, she got happy and sad. And then towards the end, she got a little happier that she had the dog.
So she got more comfortable with having a dog as a pet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Thank you so much. Sounds like a wonderful story.
Hi, my name is Rocky. And I'm in third grade. I recently read this great book called The Cricket in Times Square by George Selden. It was super fun to read, and I really recommend it for kids my age who love funny characters and adventure. The story is about a country cricket named Chester with a special musical talent that helps him as he gets lost in the biggest city in the world, New York City. This book is about making friends and helping one another. Chester makes so many cool new pals, like a cat and mouse that are friends, not enemies, and has many adventures with them. Will Chester make it in the big city? I really hope you read this book because it's awesome. I give it 4.5 stars out of 5.
That sounds like a great book, Rocky. I just have one question for you. How are cat and mouse good friends with Cricket?
They're good friends because when the Cricket wanted to go back to the country, they led him to the train station to make sure he doesn't get hurt along the way.
So they wanted to make sure he got home safely.
Yes.
Excellent job. Thank you, Rocky. How about those podcasters? I want to thank Zachary, Gloria, Saif, Malik, and Rocky for their commitment to this class. Their book choices were all different and interesting, and you can find them here at the library. Thank you to Jessica for guiding us through the recording process. Job well done. And that's a wrap.
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 It's a wrap.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.